Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 241 for the week of April 2nd, 2012. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Advanced Materials Components Express as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Center Hall, Pennsylvania, AMCX is a coatings and surfaces job shop specializing in coatings for medical, analytical, protonomic and genomic, microfluidic and manufacturing industries, as well as aerospace and drug discovery and delivery. AMCX has more than 50 surfaces and coatings, including elemental metals, oxides, nitrides, oxynitrides, carbides, borides, CMOS materials, silicones, and functional composite coatings. To learn more about Advanced Materials Components Express, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Bulletin for March 2012. Item: OSHA aligns U.S. chemicals rules with UN Globally Harmonized System. U.S. and Canadian standards will now be aligned with the United Nations Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals. Maureen Ruskin, head of OSHA's GHS program and UN negotiator on the GHS framework, will join NASF at the Washington Forum on April 25th to discuss the rule and its implications for finishers, customers, and suppliers. Item: NASF meets with feds again on electrolysis nickel and illicit drugs. NASF and key chemical suppliers have met again with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration on its rule governing the use of sodium hypophosphite. The DEA determined last year that chemical mixtures containing 30% or more of hypophosphite must be regulated as a controlled substance, as it may be used in the production of methamphetamine. Hypophosphite products are used in electrolysis nickel processes, so surface finishing suppliers and distributors must implement the regulatory requirements. The DEA's 2011 rule specifically requires companies to submit an application for registration for each facility that manufactures, sells, distributes, exports, or imports hypophosphite mixtures above the threshold. NASF representatives continue to meet with DEA officials to discuss the implementation of the registration process, problems that have arisen in the application process, and the status of facilities that have applied for an exemption from the registration based on a demonstration that illicit drugs cannot be easily made from the hypophosphite mixtures used for electrolysis nickel process. The new rule provides for a temporary exemption from the registration requirement only for facilities that had submitted a registration application or exemption request by July 5, 2011. For additional information, please contact NASF by emailing Jeff Hannapel at jhannapel@thepolicygroup.com or visit www.nasf.org. Here are excerpts from the NASF Washington Report for March 2012. NASF comments point to major flaws, bad precedent in EPA chromium air rule. NASF industry has submitted a 100-page package of comments to EPA in response to the agency's proposed rule for chromium finishing operations. In it, the association questions the agency's decision to tighten tough regulations even further when the industry has reduced emissions by 99.9% since 1995. The comments also point to major flaws in EPA data and analysis and raise concerns over EPA's approach to the rule that, if left unchallenged, will pose problems for the broader finishing industry in the future. NASF Government Affairs is still collecting company emissions data to present a complete picture to the agency and the White House on U.S. chromium finishing emissions. For the complete set of comments, please visit www.nasf.org or contact Jeff Hannapel at jhannapel@thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events for April. On April 4th and 5th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Istanbul, Turkey. On April 9th and 10th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will hold a Legislative Action Day at Sheraton Grand in Sacramento, California. On April 12th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Also on April 12th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On April 14th, the MAMF Awards Cocktail Party will be held at Chart House in Weehawken, New Jersey. On April 16th through the 19th, the AESF Foundation will conduct an airline and aerospace finishing course in Boston, Massachusetts. On April 23rd, Metal Finishing News Practical Shot Peening Training will take place in Altena, Germany. On April 24th, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on preparing to take the CEF exam. On April 24th through the 26th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Altena, Germany. Also on April 24th through the 26th, the NASF Washington Forum will be held at the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City, Virginia. And on April 30th through May 2nd, RadTech UVEB Curing Technology Expo and Conference 2012 will take place at Hyatt Regency in Chicago, Illinois. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.